True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You hit on a couple of things when Chris was in here. The night, you know, you can talk about their road trip, not a great trip, fair enough, and I think that's not an easy trip for a lot of teams that go out west, regardless of who you're playing. And I thought the game at Golden State was an opportunity. You had the, I guess you would call it bad blood between Karl Anthony Towns, the Draymond Green comments.
Well, Draymond Green called him out and said that he was missing a game on purpose.
Because of Jimmy Butler.
Because he didn't want to play against Jimmy Butler, his former teammate in Minnesota, where Tom Thibodeau was the head coach. And I, you know, maybe there's some truth to that, but in reality, there was a major event that happened in Cat's life with his girlfriend and her best friend who died of cancer.
Yes.
And so he had to go to the funeral. So, you know, Draymond Green did not apologize about that, but he did say that it was unfortunate that that took place in his life. He was sorry that that had happened, but, you know, my podcast must go on.
Correct.
Whatever the hell that means.
And then I think, and this is the sense I got, especially listening to the radio station a little bit yesterday when I did, listening to Knick fans, and I don't disagree with them. The idea after the game that you've got Tom Thibodeau going up to Draymond Green afterwards, and not to yell at him, but it looked pleasant. You've got Mikal Bridges going up to him afterwards. If I'm Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know. That would bother me.
Well, Karl Anthony Towns went off the court. He didn't even shake anybody's hands. Hey, look, teammates got to stick together. At the end of the day, it's all about those guys having each other's back. And that is not a good look.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
And that's what everybody's now focusing on. Does this team have the, you know, the edge? Does this team have the chip on its shoulder that it had last year that gave you more than you expected after the injuries had taken place? I do think that this team is a really good team, and I think that they're going to get to the second round, and I think they're going to get knocked out.
You might be right. And what made them so good last year is why I think St. John's, and everyone would agree, St. John's is so good this year. They played defense, and they played defense for 40 minutes. And last year I'm sure there were other teams that were good defensively. But when you thought NBA defense last year, you thought the Knicks. Now, the conversation early on in this season, when they were kind of struggling to defend but were outscoring teams, was, well, it's not the playoffs.
One of the best offensive teams in the league.
No doubt. And they can score with anybody, and I still do believe that.
Until they got into the better top-tier teams in the league.
Right.
And they don't defend a three-point shot at all, and they have a hard time preventing pick and rolls for some reason. It's the most basic of plays in all of sports, is the give and go, the pick and roll, that kind of thing. And for some reason, this team really has a hard time stopping Cleveland from doing that. And they have a hard time stopping Boston from dropping threes on their ass.
No question. And then the big question will be when we do get to the playoffs. And Jalen Brunson's out another week or two. It might not be the worst thing in the world that he misses 4 weeks of the season. He should, if anything, it will give him a little bit fresher legs, I would think, to maybe finish out the season better. Injury is what it is. I know last year, to me, he wasn't gassed. He got injured. And hopefully that doesn't happen again when he comes back. But the question would be, can they turn it on defensively? Because while a couple of guys aren't here, you still have pieces pieces that should be good enough on the defensive end.
All right, how about these last three stories? You have Mikal Bridges going to Tom Thibodeau. Maybe you could play the bench a little bit more. You have this situation with Draymond Green and Karl Anthony Towns and his teammates completely going over and hugging Draymond Green. And then on top of all of that, you got Jalen Brunson who's hurt.
Right now, it's not great right now.
But this is kind of part of the adversity that you deal with as a
team.
But the one thing that would bother me, and I don't know if it bothers Karl Anthony Towns, you would have to ask him this. But my teammates going over and hugging that guy who's just blasted me for whatever reason, and you know, I don't think it's the first time that he's blasted him. I'm sure that he's questioned him openly in other areas as well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meaning that the word, he's kind of intimating that he's soft. Mm-hmm. That's what he's intimating.
It's exactly what he's intimating, that he was afraid of the battle with Jimmy Butler because they've had a past experience together. I don't think, having watched him, so that was the knock on him, was that he was a soft player. But watching him this season as I have, I think because he shoots so many threes, he's maybe not on the interior like you'd like a 7-footer to be. Doesn't mean he's not great at what he does. He's also a rebounding machine.
Now, they've been better defensively since Mitchell Robinson's come back. But again, they haven't been whole all year. Somebody's been out. Somebody's been hurt. And now it's Jalen Brunson who's out.
Robinson comes back, Brunson out. But if you get him back in time, and so the last thing I want to hit on what you said was, you know, last year a likable group, and I totally agreed with you on that when you looked at the way the team came together, the ties they had prior, it worked. They didn't get as far as they probably could have because of injury. I still think it's a likable team. I do. And I'm outside looking in. I'm not even a Knick fan. I do believe the podcast means something when you see them in a different form and setting. I don't think that it's an unlikable team, but I will tell you, it feels like they're a little bit broken for the first time in a while.
I just, you know, the podcast is fine. I have no problem with it. I really don't. And they're not controversial by any stretch of the imagination.
They're fun.
They're more humorous. They give you a little bit better feel of who the Knicks are, and the fact that James Dolan went on with them was pretty cool, I thought. But at the end of this season, they're going to find out exactly what expectations mean.
Agreed.
And I would not be surprised if they get housed by either Cleveland or Boston in the second round, or they lose in the first round to somebody.
Well, that would be a disaster.
They are going to get booed.
No, losing in the first round is not acceptable. And I don't even think losing in the second round to a Knick fan this year would be acceptable.
I just want to tell them that there are serious, serious expectations for them. And Jalen and Josh could talk about it on their podcast all they want about playing together and playing as a team and coming together as a team, and we're still a work in progress. Hey, wait a minute, time out. We are three quarters of the way into the season.
For sure.
The time to come together is past. It is totally past. And this team has spent a lot of assets, a lot of money. Both Carl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby are making a ton of dough.
Yeah.
As is, Jalen Brunson. Good for them. They all deserve it. But are they good enough? Are they truly good enough and committed enough to play the defense that's going to be required to beat possibly both of these teams in the playoffs that they can get that far?
Well, they would have to. Yeah, likely they would have to because
and as then, think about this. I'm sorry, Jerry. Think about that. Let's just say they play Boston in the second round and somehow they beat Boston. Then they got to play Cleveland in the final round, the Eastern Conference Championships. Let's say they beat them. Then they got to go on and most likely play Oklahoma City Thunder. And these are three teams that they haven't beaten all season long.
You're right.
I mean, so the chances of them getting there and going to a championship, while I appreciate what Leon Rose has done with this team, and it's going to be one of the better regular seasons we've had in a long time, I just don't see their path to a championship.
Well, all right, so then what other moves are there to be made? I mean, this team is damn good right now.
Their core players are going to stay together.
You have to go out and beat the teams in front of you. They're, as it sits right now, you'd play Detroit in the first round, which, by the way, not a cakewalk.
That's not going to be easy either.
Not easy. There's no question that's not easy. And, yeah, you're going to be likely faced with Boston in that second round.
I'll tell you what, but if they mail it in against Detroit, if, in fact, the two they play.
No, I don't think so. That's not this team.
I don't think it is either. I'm just putting out the warning signals. And they're going to have to work on their bench next year. They're going to have to figure out depth issues. And, what can I tell you? They're probably as good as they're going to get. And then, unfortunately, there are at least three teams that are better than I'm significantly better than them.
But do you not think, and I know this is revisionist history, if Jalen Brunson doesn't get hurt last year, you don't think they have an opportunity to go further than they did?
No, because they were
better than the Pacers.
You lost OG, you lost Julius Randle, I mean, and you lost Mitchell Robinson. That's all the depth that you had going into the playoffs last year. Then I would say, yeah, you would have had a chance. You know why? Because they could muck up a game last year. And they would play defense.
And they did.
And they were tough.
And that's been the question. Will they do that when we get to the postseason and revert back to that defensive team? And I don't know that they will. I think they're going to have to. I don't know that. Because here's what we do know. They can put up 130 points any night they need to.
Against Midland or, two-tier teams. But they're not going to do it against the one-tier.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.